Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Following the Will Fellows. My name is Raven Hayward, and I'm your host today. I am joined by Miss Molly Frelick, who I'm super excited to have on the show today. If you don't know, she is the mother of Will Frelick, who we have our scholarship on behalf of. So, to start off, I would love for you to please introduce yourself and welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm just thrilled to be a part of the podcast. Obviously, the Will Fellows program is something that's so important to me and my family. So I am a Texan by birth, but came to Carolina for college. I'm a graduate in 1983, and I met my husband Henry there in Chapel Hill. And we raised three Tar Heels, Will being the oldest. We live in Charlotte. Will was actually born in London, but we moved to Charlotte when he was, we actually moved back to New York and then to Charlotte when he was three. And Ella, our daughter, is a graduate 2015, and our son Hal is a graduate 2021. So we are a big time Tar Heel family, and we live here in Charlotte, but we happily spend a lot of time in Chapel Hill, both involvement with academic institutions in the school, but also as Tar Heel sports fans. So you'll see us at a lot of games and walking up and down Franklin Street. We were just there yesterday.
I think that's so amazing to be such a born and bred family. You mentioning that you graduated class of 1983 and you are a business major, similar to myself.
Yeah.
So I want to know what inspired you to create the Will Fellows program within Honors Carolina, and what impact did you hope that it would have on the students?
Well, so the story begins obviously with Will, who graduated high school 2009. He was accepted into the honors program at Carolina, a very dedicated Tar Heel and very excited about coming to Chapel Hill. Very tragically, he died in a freak accident that summer of 2009. So didn't get to see his dreams fulfilled of being a Tar Heel on campus. A lot of friends and family made memorials in his name when he died. And as we began to think about how to use those memorials and how to honor his memory, we really decided that the best way to do that was in the honors program at Carolina for a couple of reasons. Obviously, that's where Will was going to be a student. We were already very devoted philanthropists at Chapel Hill, very involved in the arts and sciences program. We definitely believed that honors was one of the priceless gems on campus, and it is the best way that we can attract the best and the brightest students to Carolina, and therefore make Carolina a stronger institution, both for people in Chapel Hill. As a resident of North Carolina, I think a better Carolina is better for the state of North Carolina and actually better for the world. So, what better way to honor Will than by providing opportunity for students like you, students like him? Once we realized he was not going to have the opportunity to have the impact we thought he would have on the world, why not create that opportunity for other students? And we immediately adopted that idea. And we love that, we refer to you guys as Wills. We just thought we would help support a future generation of more people like Will.
Yes, and I think that is such a beautiful story, and I'm so sorry for your loss, and I think it's beautiful the way that you have been able to fulfill and honor Will's legacy. I know I'm super grateful to be a Will Fellows within Honors Carolina, and just the opportunity that you extend and allow for students like myself. I've been able to study abroad and travel. I know Will loved to travel and getting to experience the world, so being able to partake in that and having just the aid that you guys are able to provide for the scholarships and with the funds, I really appreciate it. I know that my fellow scholarship recipients do as well, and just the work that you guys pour into us, we're eternally grateful for it. So thank you so much for that, Molly. And just as the mother of Will, and you and your husband being the founder of the program in his honor, how do you see his legacy influencing the current and the future generations of student leaders at Carolina?
Honestly, in watching you and all the work that we see you guys doing, it's We believed Will was a kid who, from a very early age, had a really strong desire to help other people. He had a very compassionate humanity, tremendous humility, and a desire to take his God-given talents. I mean, he was very bright. He taught himself to read before he was five. I mean, we didn't even know how that happened. I mean, he did not take all those talents that he was given lightly. He absolutely felt that he was privileged and had a duty and a responsibility to use all of those God-given abilities to the best of his efforts. So we believe that providing opportunity for students like you to go out and have an impact on the world is the very best way that his legacy continues. I feel like so many times when we meet you guys, like I think you would have been friends with him. If he was still around, if y'all had been on campus together, you would have been friends. You would have been involved in student government together. You would have been in classes together. You would have been having heated discussions about really pressing matters in the world, about politics, about travel. He would be wanting to travel with you guys. So the way we carry on his legacy is by creating those opportunities for students like you.
Yeah, I think that's so impressive, him teaching himself how to read at five. And I really
Crazy.
do wish I had the opportunity to meet Will. Like you said, I really do think that we would have been friends, or definitely would have been doing the programs together that we do at Will Fellows. I know we have our pickleball nights and our trivia, and everyone enjoys
Oh, he
those.
would be all over it. He was also so funny. And if y'all don't know, he was a really tall, big guy. He was 6'6" and just sort of towering, but had this just sort of gentle giant nature about him. And he was in high school very involved in Special Olympics. He trained Special Olympians every Saturday. He was a big brother in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. He just created an impact on people. So, and we see that in you guys. We were there yesterday for the senior celebration, and it's just so crazy to see what you guys are doing. It makes us so proud, and I know he would be so proud, and our other children, Ella and Hal, are so proud. And it's amazing that this is a program that will be in perpetuity. There will be Wills on campus doing amazing things for years to come.
Yes, for sure. And I think we also owe a lot of that to the selection process. I want to give a shout out to Megan Kelly Gosk. I know she has been such an influential part of this program, and I know she works very closely with you and also just the leadership council that sits on the board of the Will Fellows and just everything that they do. So I also want to take this moment to thank her and give a special shout out to everyone who sits on the board. And I understand that your connection to Carolina isn't just through Will and your business degree, but also your involvement with Carolina Women's Leadership Council. So I would love for you to just talk to us about that and how you got involved.
Well, I got involved with that. As I said, my husband and I, this was, I think it's been 20 years, and my husband and I were devoted alums and philanthropists at Carolina. We, like I said, have always had a strong connection to the university. And as I said, as citizens of North Carolina, I believe that, we believe strongly in public education and believe strongly that a strong Carolina is better for Carolina, is better for the state of North Carolina, and better for the world. About 20 years ago, some friends and I began to talk about how we could implement the strategy of actually addressing women directly as philanthropists. The model of higher education, philanthropy, and development is a husband and a wife. The purse strings are controlled by the men. Where the men went to school controls what their giving is. And you and I both know that's not really true, girls rule. So we decided to
Exactly.
set about seeing if we could connect women directly, go in and approach women directly and find ways to connect them back to the university. This was all part of the Carolina First campaign, which was about 20 years ago, which raised, several billion dollars. Through that process, we began to realize that what we were doing was incredibly powerful. Not only were we helping to raise money for the university, but we were placing women in positions of leadership on campus. We were connecting women back to the university. We were mentoring future generations of philanthropists. We basically set out with a mission of, as I said, mentoring and creating that concept of leadership and philanthropy among women. I believe that philanthropy is something that may that sometimes often has to be learned. Maybe it's not ingrown. Some people are natural at it, but being able to provide models of philanthropy and leadership to future generations is something that's been really important to us. So we now have an annual conference that you spoke on a panel for us this year. Thank you so much. It's a powerful group of women. We bring about 200 women to campus each spring, and we highlight different aspects of the university. We connect them with all kinds of things that are going on campus. Our hope is that women will find their own passion, something that they can really dig their heels into, something that's really important to them, whether it's women's athletics or nursing or Kenan Flagler or public policy, whatever it might be. They might find something that they really want to get involved with and maybe take on a leadership role. We also have cumulative gifts because we know that women also recognize sometimes that banding together, putting their funds together, can have higher impact. So we do things like we have a faculty mentoring awards, we sponsor the Eve Carson Lecture, and we have a couple of scholarships, one in athletics and one in academics. We're very proud of the work that the Women's Leadership Council has done, and we're now recognized as a really strong group on campus. The other really amazing thing about women's leadership is that, as I said, 20 years ago, this was really something that wasn't being done. And now other universities all across America have adopted this same idea. We are the gold standard in what we've done with women's leadership on campus. And so many other universities are now stepping in and adopting these same sorts of organizations. So in the beginning, it was part of a campaign for Carolina, but we realized it had a life beyond the campaign, and we've continued, and I think it will continue on and on.
Wow, that is incredible. I think just with everything, it seems like you've touched or poured into it. It's truly made an impact, and even outside of Carolina, because it's able to touch so many people in different areas. And, I've gone to the Eve Carson Lecture and Awards, and I've seen the different students get the scholarships and just speak so highly of the Carolina Women's Leadership Council. And I heard about it before I even knew that you were involved in it. So I think that that's truly amazing. And I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. I do think that you truly exemplify service leadership and just the importance of giving back and leading by example. And once again, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been a long time coming. I'm glad that we could finally have you on the
Absolutely.
show today. And thank you for joining us of another episode of Following the Will Fellows. If you liked this episode, be watching out for the next one in the Will Fellows newsletter. Make sure to follow us at Honors Carolina on Instagram and read more about our program at honorscarolina.unc.edu. Molly, thank you again so much for joining us on the show. And listeners, we'll see you next time.